1240 AM WSBC. Welcome back to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour. My name is Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me as always is twin brother Billy to my left.
Hello.
Hi, Bill.
Hi.
Got a scruffy beard for Thunderdome that we just went through.
Oh, yeah.
Polar vortex beard. To the left of Bill is the greatest person in the world, Clayton O'Brien. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Everybody survived.
I'm falling out as we speak.
The polar vortex of 2019.
No injuries, anyone?
No injuries at all.
Good. I was climbing up the walls, though. I had cabin fever pretty bad.
Yeah, I was thinking about The Shining a lot.
For our radio listeners, we had a very severe storm. The coldest storm and one of the coldest weather ever. Coldest weather ever in Chicago.
Yeah.
And I don't have the facts in front of me because that's not this kind
of
show.
It's the fourth coldest in the city of Chicago. I think it's the coldest. There was parts in the state of Illinois that broke the coldest record.
Wow.
Okay. So it was the coldest in Illinois.
It's coldest in Illinois.
Anyway, we're doing the show on Friday night instead of doing it typically on Wednesday night because we got stormed out.
We got vortexed.
Well, we didn't.
Daddy, I got vortexed last night.
I'm sorry to the distributors of the show. We got vortexed that night and couldn't perform.
Yeah.
Bill calls me up the day before the show and he goes, "Are we going to do the show tomorrow night?" I go, "Yeah." Because I'm not believing the hype in the media. I don't know what to believe.
Oh, I believed it.
I'm going, "Yeah, I get it, but it's still weather. You never know, you know?"
But this time,
were you wrong? Yeah, I was wrong this time.
Did you go out at all? Did you just to say you did it?
I went out a couple of times a day to go start my car and run it for about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Sit in the car and just make sure that the battery wasn't going to punk out on me and got a good charge. And then I go back in the house.
Right.
And I stocked up on Tuesday. So Bill calls me up anyway.
You see,
I stocked up on toothpaste. I was going to be brushing my... When it's cold out, you want to go inside and just brush your teeth all day.
There's probably someone that did that. Just like stand there in the mirror during the vortex.
Hey, what'd you do during the polar vortex? I brushed my teeth like 480 times.
I caught up on some toothbrushing.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. There's somebody that did that. No
That's
joke.
What you say if you have bad teeth. In a cynical way, about when you get back to work. Hey, how'd you enjoy the polar vortex? I caught up on some teeth brushing.
Yeah.
Now back to my desk.
No, you do run out of things to do, though, especially with kids. It's like, all right, we already, you know, colored and
hide and
played
seek.
The games. And
yeah, right. Like, after a while, you're like, all right, enough.
After a while, you're throwing an iPad.
You're playing hide and seek at the
house? Yeah, man, we do it all.
We built forts. We played hide and seek.
Yeah.
We were coloring.
Right.
We do fake stand-up shows, like sets.
Oh, dude, that's
like
kind of interesting.
Where I do an introduction, we introduce each other from different rooms, and then you come out and you fail miserably for 5 minutes. But
yeah, it's great.
It's fun.
I like that. That's kind of fun.
Yeah, I dig
that.
Gotta do.
I should start doing that with my kids.
Yeah. Have stand-up routines going on?
Yeah, all night, you know?
He hails.
Hey, Mikey, you're on stage in 5. Let's go. Yeah. Finish your mac and cheese.
Uh-huh.
They're on stage all the time anyway, but I understand
Absolutely.
What you mean, Bill. Like, just kind of giving them the platform now and letting them just, you know.
Yeah, I think
nuts.
It's a good way for kids to learn how to public speak and at the same time allow them to kind of create their own voice because they're nervous, but if anybody, it's best to fail in front of your family first, right?
So, sure.
We're not as hard as everybody else is on them, but.
That's what Jose Canseco used to say.
Yeah. I don't know.
Speaking of which, he's been in the news. I wanted to talk polar vortex before
we
got
go
into
back
Canseco.
We could go back into polar vortex.
Bill, you called me up and go, "We gonna do the show?" I go, "Yeah." So you know how dangerous that is?
You know what?
Dangerous? I go, it's not, relax.
This is exactly what would have happened. We would have done the show and all three of us would have left and our cars wouldn't have started.
That was my biggest fear of doing the show. So it was probably smart that
I went to the gas station.
Yeah.
And my car started in my garage finally, so I left. Went to the gas station, went inside the gas station, and then got back in the car, started it, and it was, like, really struggling. And I was like, oh, man, I better get the hell
That's
back.
Not a very good car sound, is
no,
it?
I didn't know.
Like,
that
it sounds
like
a dying animal in Thatcher Woods.
It was like an owl hitting a tree.
Right.
There was probably lots of those noises
Hello,
during the vortex.
AAA, my car sounds like an owl just hit a tree. And it won't turn over exactly. How soon can you get here?
Man.
What does an owl sound like when it hits a tree? Okay.
Help.
So ridiculous.
I mean, I feel bad for anyone who had car trouble. I saw that somebody bought 70 hotel rooms for the homeless.
Oh, yes. A good Samaritan did do that. Very generous.
Awesome, right?
Need some more of that in the world.
We do need a lot more of that. That was some good news to get out of the whole situation.
Yeah.
It did save lives, and that person should be rewarded. And I think that other people are starting to follow suit now. You know, it's good to, you know, it puts perspective on things when it gets, you know, natural disaster. You know, all of a sudden you're like, oh no,
that really was.
We got to help each other.
It was like a tornado almost. You know, you're like you're hunkered in your house. You have to like make sure your house is like okay.
It's people said the shelves at Julasco were like barren at some of them. People were just going in there and stocking like it was the end of the world.
I would stand in my basement with a hair dryer, like doing all my pipes.
Oh, yeah.
Them all warmed up.
Well, it does remind me a little bit of, is that John Carpenter's The Thing where they're all like locked up and they can't go outside because the alien's outside and it's like snowing?
Yeah.
That's, you know, that's how I felt in that kind of weather. Like you're looking out the window and you're like, should I go outside?
You know? I'll tell you what this weather will teach you. How good of a cigarette smoker are you?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you can get, what they say, it was like a certain amount of time you got frostbite out there, right?
Under
5 minutes.
And you're not really supposed to, they told you not to like breathe the air if possible.
Right. And
Of course,
I was like, I'm going outside.
Try not to breathe the air. It's very cold and, to cover yourself.
Unless there's
Mary's like, are you crazy?
Involved.
And I'm like, I'm going out there. And she's like, are you get frostbite? I'm like, I'm doing it. And I, you know, she's like, under 5 minutes. I'm like, I'll take this heater down in a minute and a half.
You should have just sat in your car.
I didn't want to walk. The car was probably about 200 yards away. I wasn't in the middle to do something.
So 200 yards?
Yeah, that's not even.
That's pretty long.
More like 60 yards, if that.
Well, that's
it
why you
seemed like 200 yards.
Why are you talking in yards? What are you, a sniper?
Probably. I've been watching that show on Netflix, Punisher lately.
Really?
Nice. I got a big crush on Frank Castle.
Frank Castle plays the Punisher?
Is he talking
that's
yards?
His character.
He talks in yards?
Yards, diameters,
I
all
talk
kinds
in
of
yards.
Stuff.
Wait a second. Mad. What? I thought he was a comic book guy, not like a mathematician. What are you talking about?
No, his character, Frank Castle, in that show is a...
He's like the Clark Kent.
No, well, kind of. He's a guy whose life has been ruined by some fellow military peers.
We went from Vortex to the Punisher.
This is insane. See how quickly I said... Do they have... Back to the polar
But that's
vortex.
What my polar vortex was, Punisher.
Let's talk about the...
That's what you did. So, yeah, let's talk about the vortex
season of the
now.
Punisher.
Billy became Punisher during the vortex. Right.
One thing I found myself doing during this polar vortex was eating a lot.
Yeah, me too.
Right.
Because you're eating out of... You can't leave the
Where'd
house.
You
you're like, I think I'll have another ramen. Maybe you'll make some pasta.
What'd you do, a lot of soups?
Yeah, well, I didn't. I went out for, I did a lot of like ramen noodles. And,
no, thanks.
Some spaghetti. We made tacos one night.
Tacos tonight. I had them tonight. They were excellent. Thank you, Mary.
Tacos are great.
I made Greek chicken. The kids hated it. I spent like 6 hours making it. No, I didn't. Well, not really. About 2 hours. But
you make Greek chicken?
I got a little thing that was pre-made at the Caputo's. And I shook it in a bag and I roasted it and made vegetables. And
okay.
Some tater tots.
It took you 6 hours?
It took me about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
I'm not a good cook. I'm starting to learn how to cook, so, you know.
Cooking's fun. I like cooking. I cook a lot.
I think that if it was colder out, I'd be a better cook. I would just be inside cooking much, much more because you were just walking around the house. I was like, all right, maybe we should clean it up. You start cleaning the house up, cleaning things up, and then you're like, maybe we should start cooking some food.
Yeah.
You know, like, and you're just... You find yourself.
You almost want to cook too because it like heats up the house. You know, I'm like, I told my wife, I'm like, let's just bake something just to get the kitchen hot. You know,
what'd you bake? Did you bake some?
No,
some pies.
Ended up making stovetop dishes.
Okay, but you suggested the bake.
Yeah.
You know what helped keep me warm through this entire endeavor?
Oatmeal.
McCann's Irish oatmeal. It's the greatest oatmeal in the land.
It's the only reason I'm alive.
It is it.
Partially.
Yeah, me too. We made it
saved a lot of lives. Yeah,
it did save a lot of lives during this polar vortex. Made people happy and cheery and warm and fuzzy.
Vortex.
Show is presented by McCann's Irish Oatmeal. More Hooli's Hooli after these messages.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table. Enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. We spend a lot of time there taping the Skinny and Hooley show at Lizzie's almost every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 7 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine, a cafe menu of salad, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's, you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river. Tell them you were sent by Skinny and Hooley. With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. They've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. Skinny and Hooley Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
There's no friend like an old friend. Southside Cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982 when they started their first store where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself, no, it's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000, 708-423-5000, or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero. And tell them Hooley sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did.
Welcome back, Hooley's Hooley Radio Hour.
Yes.
It's the Polar Vortex. It's been the Vortex episode.
I'm starting a band called Vortex.
You are?
Yep.
Well, maybe you should
Thrash metal. Yes, please.
Well, you should advertise in the Irish American News because it's been bringing you the news important to the Irish in Chicagoland for over 40 years.
And excellent.
I will.
If you like mostly good news and information from all facets of the Irish community, check out the Irish American News. To advertise or subscribe, call 847-872-0700 or email cliff at irishamericannews.com.
That's right.
Good stuff. Yeah, it's the Vortex episode, Clay.
It's the Vortex.
And one of the things, I've got to get closer to the mic here, one of the things that you brought up, you wanted to get right into it, was Jose Canseco. He jumped right in.
I had no idea that he was making headlines during the Vortex.
He's made a few headlines.
See, that's what happens. People get crawled into their houses and they start going down Canseco wormholes.
Jose holes.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I was going to say he's a marketing genius, but you're right. When it gets called out, most people start thinking more about Canseco. You're absolutely correct.
We're talking
about the 88 Oakland A's. And they're like,
that's all I did.
That Canseco.
What'd you do all weekend? I thought about the 88 Oakland A's.
I thought about the Bay Area. How nice it would have been in 88 when Canseco was playing in the A's.
On the Bass Brothers.
Honey, last night I dreamt I was Canseco.
why
great
is he,
dream.
Why is he being talked about right now?
All right, because apparently he's a noted astrophysicist and xenobiologist.
Canseco is?
Well, he has a world-shattering announcement to make. He's figured out the secret to time travel.
Ooh.
Yeah. How he's come to this discovery is still unclear. But
jam steroids into your face?
That could be. And it comes to, listen to the account Mr. Canseco has gone on. He went on kind of a Donald Trump Twitter rant here.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
And it's amazing.
Okay, go.
Here's his first one. We are in communication with aliens with a very flexible body composition called AI-51.
I like it.
All right. Now, these aliens are going to teach
Wait, that's very specific.
Oh, without a doubt.
This is the opening credo of the movie called Conseco.
Right.
It writes itself.
Conseco bot.
Right. It's 1988 World Series, and that's the title card over it. Anyway.
Sorry.
These aliens are going to teach us how to try and travel the brain. This doesn't even make sense, but they're going to try and travel the brain can physically. Oh, they're going to try to teach us that the brain can physically travel without the body. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Aliens have been trying to teach us how to time travel, but first we have to change our body.
First we have to get our batting averages up.
First we must have Andros.
First, you must be a 40-40 man.
You've got to be batting at least 240.
You got to be on the same team as Ricky Henderson, and you got to steal 40 bases and hit 40 home runs.
Aliens have been trying to. This is from Mr. Conseco for our listeners.
Mm-hmm. Another Dr. tweet. Conseco.
Aliens have been trying to teach us how to time travel, but first we have to change our body composition, which we are not willing to do. We have tried with animals and it has failed.
Mm.
Time travel puts 42,000 pounds, 42,651 pounds of pressure on a human skeletal structure.
Well, hey, Jose, that ain't going to work.
I'm going to say that in my next job interview. Anything to add? Yeah. Did you know that time travel puts 42,651 pounds of pressure on human skeletal structure? I'll have a Coke.
I'll wait for your answer out in the lobby.
Jose Canseco
does.
Here's
my card. It says that. And then it says Jose Canseco.
It says Dr. Canseco.
Dr. Canseco. It says, can you detach the brain from the body and equalize the pressure? Could be done.
That's what Jose says?
Altering our body composition to withstand 42,651 pounds of pressure. Oh, man. Now, here's Mr. Canseco's next tweet. Our science is totally irrelevant to aliens.
I would believe that.
Okay. as soon as it's available, invest in space travel.
All right.
You don't need a wall. You need Android robots.
Ooh. Well, we've been talking about robots for a long time.
Mr. Canseco is on. He's talking about an alien apocalypse, an invasion of some capacity.
Candidate Canseco.
Oh, it's coming. If we could colonize the moon, I should be president. Jose Canseco.
Wow.
President Canseco.
Wait a minute. What is the quote again?
President of Mars, Mr. Jose Canseco.
What is that quote?
Oh, wait. If we can colonize the moon, he should be president of the moon.
And then it says me for president is the first tweet.
I want that T-shirt.
Jose Canseco, me for president?
No, I want that whole Twitter handle of Canseco, that like picture of him saying
he's
those
saying
words.
He should be president of the moon colony.
Correct.
That would be unbelievable.
Yeah.
I wouldn't believe it.
Mr. Canseco on June 21st.
Bill,
also,
would you go?
Sure. I mean, if we can get some kind of time travel to get there.
You get an A's jersey.
But according to Canseco, it's possible.
Everybody gets a 33 A's jersey. Authentic. Yeah.
Like the 77 A's? No, I want the 88 Oakland A's. I want the one in Oakland and Kirsten.
I'm saying number 33, Canseco.
Boy, sure. We were talking about time travel, and you guys jumped out of the Oakland A's jerseys. It's all because
if somebody walked into a bar right now, and he was wearing like a very mint condition,
white
Oakland Canseco jersey, you might go up to him and go, it's the best thing I've seen anybody wear in weeks.
This is the best thing I've ever seen.
Here, establishing more on the theme of the program,
Yeah, okay. Mr.
Canseco said this. Only when we free our brains from our useless bodies will our AI-51 pals teach us how to fly backward through the chrono vortex and, at long last, fulfill our collective goal of taming and riding dinosaurs.
Boy, I could see him and Carl Everett having some heated discussions. Remember Carl Everett said he didn't believe in dinosaurs? He said they never existed?
See, like, these are like PR stunts. Like, Trump's going to come out and say that in a week, you know? Dinosaurs never existed.
I support everything that Mr. Canseco said.
Was Canseco ever on?
Canseco, I think.
He was on a lot of reality shows. Was Canseco ever on The Apprentice?
He may have been. That's something we'll have to Google later on.
Canseco
has brilliant ideas. It just doesn't follow through. It usually needs performance-enhancing
No, he was on like a rehab show, I think. I don't know.
Celebrity Rehab. He definitely was on that on VH1. Maybe. Yeah.
Here it is. Oh, here's one from Consego. Come play golf with me and learn about aliens and time traveling.
I would love today. I would love to, Jose.
Dude, so would I.
Respond. Like,
what are you doing this afternoon? Believe it or not, I'm going to play golf with Consego. You can only go if you sign a waiver that says you want to learn about aliens and time travel.
That sounds amazing.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
Do you have Twitter?
The show should respond and say the Hulu Hooli would like to play golf with you and talk about time travel.
See if he's on your LinkedIn.
I think I might be connected to Consego. You're right.
Send him what's it called?
An inbox on LinkedIn?
Yeah, what's it called?
It's called an inbox.
It's like an in message. No, it's got some little name.
Okay.
Whatever. Send him a message.
Do you think Jose would do the show if we called him and said, can you talk about time travel to the Irish-American community? Is that okay, Jose?
I think that's a heck of an idea.
Down for something?
No,
like
I want to play golf with him.
I do want to. I want to have. Now, Bill, you're bringing even more ideas to light. I would like to have a very serious concession with Mr. Consego. That's a very. That's what they call those discussions on Mars, concessions.
Concession? Get him on the horn.
Beep, beep, boop, 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 Consego, concessions.
Well, it was colder than here than Mars.
President.
Apparently, to the media this week a little bit, right?
President Consego, we love you.
Mm-hmm. President Consego. Weird.
That's not weird. It's no weirder than President
But I'm
Trump.
Looking at a picture of Consego. I mean, if he was going to do time travel... And
you think he'd fix his sideburns?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Does he get the old 88 look back?
Of course. He's looking a bit like Steven Seagal in this picture.
He does look Seagal-ish a little bit.
Consego and Steven Seagal are meshing.
They should get a throw-in TV
That's who
show.
I want to play golf with. Seagal, Consego,
and
President Trump and
us
myself.
Us three, Seagal, Consego, and Trump would be an amazing sixsome.
Yeah.
Do they have
Boy, there would be a lot of laughs.
Best golf movie ever made.
Oh, man. Even, like, let us sit it out. Even just those three.
On the 11th hole, Canseco gets on his golf bag and just rockets to space. He goes, check this out.
That's right, because he can just time travel.
No, an alien comes down and they play wiffle ball in the 12th green.
Alien wearing an 88 Oakland jersey.
So what happened to Jose? Did he obviously have some did something happen to him?
Yeah, he's been speaking with aliens. Definitely.
Apparently.
Man, he's got a lot of time on
his hands. That's what, you know, people do during polar vortex.
Here's what I'm going to tell you, though.
He probably lives in Miami.
Canseco, he is a pretty good marketing guy. He's part of the world. Like, he's keeping himself in. This is not the first time we've spoken of Canseco on this program.
Hey, we're not talking about Mark McGuire.
Big fans of his.
We're not. Yeah. You know, McGuire has all these, but he's also a big steroid guy too, right?
Yeah, Canseco's he's not going to be president of the moon.
No, but Canseco might be. He could be.
I mean,
Elon Musk invite Canseco to go over to SpaceX and like walk around? Wouldn't that be a great stunt? Right.
They'll probably use Canseco like a lab monkey and send Canseco out into space. Like, look, pal, if you want to go, you can go.
Did you just refer to Canseco as a lab monkey?
Yes, I did.
Oh, my goodness.
if they want to see if someone can make it to Mars and start bossing people around.
Like, nobody better than Canseco.
Better than Canseco?
Are they still?
Put his uniform on him.
I know.
Give him a bat.
Who better?
You know, we forget that he also played for the Chicago White Sox.
That doesn't count. That doesn't count. That was
he
a
did.
Joke.
That was great. He was on the Sox.
That was a marketing stunt.
It was fun to hit it, watch him slug some homers out every now and then. Was Ozzie the manager or Jerry Manuel when Canseco was on the Sox?
I don't remember, Bill.
Bill, who's going to win the Super Bowl?
The New England Patriots, I believe, are going to be your Super Bowl champions again.
I agree.
I'm taking them by a double-digit win. I'm going to say around 10 or 11 points, I think.
You're doubling your point spread.
You're saying they're going to beat them by, like, 28?
By 20.
Patriots by 20.
Like, oof. Yeah.
Here's kind of what me and some of the people, my friends, other than you, Clay, were talking about.
Does Tom Brady retire if he wins?
No. Why retire? Keep going. I mean, what's he, like,
he'll be
who
15.
Can stop him? Why stop a good thing?
Like, yeah.
I mean, he didn't get hurt this year.
No.
Nothing happened again.
I had heard that he was hurt, that he was favoring
me. He doesn't even,
sweat.
I know. He makes it look like at the end of the game, you look at him, you're like, are you serious? This guy looks like he didn't even work that hard.
He looks like Sean Tulin. He's a Tulin. Tulane-esque.
Yeah.
Tulane, for our radio listeners, was an eighth grade basketball star on our team from eighth grade.
And high school football.
And an amazing athlete that we grew up with. Correct. Brady is the GOAT, I guess, huh?
He's unreal.
I guess I'm going to have to go with the Patriots. I think they're going to win as well.
He's got a healthy Gronkowski.
He's got a healthy Gronkowski.
He does.
It sounds dirty for some reason.
If you watch,
it kind of does, doesn't it?
You know what, though? Watch what Gronkowski did against the Chiefs with Brady in that fourth quarter when he, like, I mean, when Brady.
Oh, he was a beast.
It was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. They lost last year, though, so who knows?
You don't know, but. I don't know. I clock management. I just think about what the
Bears.
Stephen A. Smith ripped into a caller this week on his show
about
a caller called out talking about the Super Bowl, and he's like, "Why are we talking about the Super Bowl when we're not talking about the best team in football this year?" And he's like, "If you tell me the Chicago Bears right now," and he's like, "It wasn't," and you know, he's like. Berated this fan for being ignorant and stupid because the Bears had lost and only put up 16 points against the Philadelphia Eagles, which I kind of agree with him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Bears got beat. Do I still think that they still were one of the best teams of
Bill's
football?
Bill's asking questions to himself.
Bill, we're talking about the Super Bowl, not the Bears.
Because here's the thing. The Bears played both these teams this year.
Hey, yes. I could be president of the moon if I really want to.
And if you look at it the Bears' way, the game against New England was pretty much perfectly time managed, the best they could do, considering special teams was a joke for them that day. And New England scored a special teams touchdown, which ended up being the difference in the game. And the Bears had takeovers, everything against the Patriots. And then the Bears played the Rams, did a similar situation. They relied on their defense, and they played a clock-controlled game, and they ended up winning it pretty handedly, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So the Super Bowl for the Patriots, it's going to come down to experience. They're both great teams.
Mm-hmm.
Beat Brady.
You've been talking to Mr. Canseco, haven't you?
What?
Next year's Super Bowl is going to be on the moon.
Jerry Manuel was the manager.
Thank you, Mike.
Played for the White Sox. Bill, I think the Patriots are going to win, too, and I think you're right. I see. I know where you're going with the analytical thing about the
Bears.
I thought about that, too. The Bears played both. The Bears smoked the
Stop
Rams.
Stop talking about the Bears. They lost. Come on.
I can't
help.
I got Bears.
I'm still thinking about it,
You guys are Bears addicts.
I think the town is Bears addicts again because...
Here's my question.
Yeah.
To interrupt you.
Yeah.
Let's say the Patriots do lose. Is the Rams victory tainted from the no call in the Saints game?
Of course. People are going to talk about that forever. You know.
So there's no winner.
No winner. Well, if Tom Brady wins. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying if Tom Brady wins, no one cares.
I think, have you noticed that this has been like the lowest rated?
I think everyone's sick of Tom Brady.
There hasn't been a lot of, I do too, there hasn't been a lot of hype about this Super Bowl at all.
No, because it's been overshadowed by all the controversy.
And the storm that we just went through.
The vortex!
The vortex took the Super Bowl and went, shredded it.
We'll add some electric guitar in there.
And then Jose Canseco came out with his alien talk and, you know. How can the Super Bowl compare to Canseco's mouth? You know?
Right.
Canseco's thoughts.
Bill Belichick's going golfing with Canseco right after the win. Like, are we going to Disneyland? I'm going golfing with Canseco.
Okay. I actually saw a funny picture of Belichick.
I'm going golfing with Jose Canseco and Doug the White House alien.
There you go.
Somebody was comparing the two pictures of Belichick and the mother from Throw Mama from the Train. And it was really funny.
I could see that. Slight resemblance.
Yeah, I saw that on
social media. Ma Fratelli from the Goonies?
I can't remember that name.
Yeah, what's
Catherine
that?
Catherine something, I think it is.
God rest her soul.
I'll have to look her up. But
did you watch any movies? Did you binge movies?
Ann Ramsey.
I did. Yeah,
is the actress that you say resembles Bill Belichick.
I watched The Punisher.
You watched The Punisher during the Vortex?
That was my Vortex.
Patty, what was your Vortex flick?
I'm glad you asked. I didn't watch Punisher. I didn't get to it.
All right.
But I watched a lot of kid shows, you know?
Me too. I did watch the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles from 1990.
Oh, Nice. I don't even remember the who was movie? In that.
Oh, it was huge.
It was like great. Animatronic.
No, it was like Ninja costume, cast, real life.
Oh, the people. Movie where real you got Christopher Maloney, I believe, is one of his first films Casey ever. He plays Casey Jones. Jones.
It's no, Elias Koteas plays Casey Jones.
Really?
Yes, I'm positive.
No, I think Bill's right.
No, it's not Christopher Maloney.
I don't
Christopher
know.
Christopher Maloney.
We're having a debate about the original Ninja Turtles movie.
Also,
right now?
You know who else played Donatello?
Eddie Vedder.
Eddie Vedder. Whoa, look at my bow.
Shredder.
Whoa, look at my bow. Whoa, 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 look at my bow.
Splinter, you're so wise. Why are we down here in the sewer? Smells like dog down here.
Wow. Eddie Vedder was in the Teenage Mutant Ninja and the Turtles.
It was Vedder. It was Vedder.
It was. Patty, you are correct.
Elias Koteas played Casey Jones in the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Irish Turtles.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Him and Christopher Maloney do look a little alike, though.
Oh, Clay, you know who, actually, Eddie Vedder did not play Donatello. we were kidding about that. Corey Feldman played Donatello.
Did he really?
Wow.
Yeah. Who are all the turtles?
Who are all the turtles?
Yeah, unmask them.
Michelangelo was played by Robbie Rist.
Never heard of him.
Josh Pace played Raphael. Leonardo was played by Brian Tucci.
Tucci from Vivid Video?
No, from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Kevin Clash played Splinter. And Sam Rockwell? Whoa, Sam Rockwell was the head thug. Must have been one of his first flicks.
Don't remember him.
And that's
who
about...
played Shredder?
Who played Shredder? Oh.
James Cito.
James Earl Jones?
James.
And then Kevin.
Oh, Shredder was played by David McCharron, an Irishman.
Ah, McCharron's finest film.
There's two of them, though. There's the Shredder that says James Cito, and then it says the Shredder slash there's two different Shredders.
No, we don't care that much.
All right.
It's over.
There's two different Shredders.
There's two Shredders.
Kevin Clash played Splinter.
No, I didn't watch too many movies.
No, I watched a lot of like.
But here's
TV
something
shows,
that is, you know, Netflix has every TV show I see on Netflix is like about a serial killer or a murder thing. You know, there's a lot of that.
You
stuff.
Know what though? I think it's probably because somebody was telling me, and maybe I'm wrong about
murder's
the Netflix.
Popular, Pat.
I guess so.
If you keep pressing on those kinds of shows, that's all that'll start showing up. There are things apparently that if you go online, you can hit.
How many
Netflix,
shows do you need about?
But
murder?
You can hit like Netflix codes, and all of a sudden you'll type this code in, and I'm like. It'll change your whole platform of what's available to
Hold
you.
Hold on a second. Let's just stop all this.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to go home and just turn a TV on like a normal person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to. I don't
you
want
it. You want it chosen for you then? You want your programming
want
chosen
Netflix,
for you?
I don't want any corporation involved in my television viewing.
See, at first, people love the a la carte programming, and now they're starting to resent who's controlling the a la carte program.
But even on even on regular television, Pat.
Mm-hmm.
Your point is true. It's like everything's about murder and this. Every 2020, every Dateline. It's never about like, you know, a guy saving a horse. It's about
I just want to hear more news stories where people are saving horses and stuff instead of killing each other.
No, but that's what it is. And it's like, you know.
You know, you're right.
Take the attention off and then
there's been a resurgence in this. And I see, and this is Ted Bundy. The Strangler.
Yeah, right. There was a thing about...
trending all of a sudden. He's like everywhere. There's a documentary on Ted Bundy. Zac Efron is playing... There's a movie at Sundance, I think, that's about Ted Bundy right now.
There's a thing about...
And it's like, hey, this guy wasn't cool. Like, you know, people are fetishizing over the fact that Ted Bundy has a resurgence. It's like, this is a person who is a satanic, evil person.
There was just a thing on about Gacy. There was a thing tonight on, I think, CBS about some other psycho.
Right.
And it's what's the point? What's the point?
Yeah.
Give me a good reason for it.
Hey, we want to make
Moonies,
hey,
whatever
we want to make
is.
Do you have any ideas for some programming? It's going to sound a little far stretch, but we were hoping to make John Wayne Gacy a little cooler than he was.
Yes. Let's Y2K a little bit.
Right.
You know who's
Anybody
be?
Got any hip Gacy scripts around?
Mr. Canseco?
Mr. Canseco, come on in, tell me your story.
Alien Gacy?
Alien Gacy, interesting.
Canseco
writes
a book. Alien Gacy.
No, we can't go down that road.
No, we cannot.
But anyway, You know what? Conseco should be ahead of programming.
You know what I did do that you right. guys might find interesting? That
how many Doritos did you eat?
I think we've a lot. I had some Cool Ranch and some other stuff as well.
that wasn't a serious question.
But you find yourself sometimes. I don't know. I live in a condo building and a condo apartment building, and I walk in. And I'm with
balcony?
I'm with my girlfriend's son Maddox, and this was last night.
Yeah,
and we pick up. He's like, "Hey, check the mail. Check the mail." So I check the mail. There's nothing, but there's always like an old like a newspaper pamphlet or a flyer,
sure,
with the person's name who may have lived in your apartment unit at one time.
Yep, sure, right. Yeah, I've been through this
and,
many times.
We were reading the name, and it just sounded, you know, it kind of sounded like Lando Calrissian, like
yeah,
a name
sure.
like that, you know?
Yeah.
And we found ourselves kind of being amused by it.
Sure. Do you want to share
that
it
we
us?
Got back up into the apartment, we were talking with each other, and we were like, what do you think he was like? And I was like, I don't know. And I was like, all right, should we do imitations of what he would be like as a stand-up comedian? So then we started doing stand-up battles yeah. against each other as this guy. We looked him up on Facebook.
Wow, you stalked him.
We stalked him together. He's got a Porsche. It just was. It was. It was no picture of this guy's
Bill,
name, face.
This just got really weird.
It just was a Porsche, and we laughed hysterically.
So listen. We went from talking about serial killers to you stalking your previous tenant of the condo building you live in.
Not that, stalking. I just was like, who is
stalking.
This guy?
That's
why
stalking.
Is this?
That's stalking, Bill.
I think everybody does that.
Did you
now,
find
right?
out his address?
On social
no,
media.
No.
Did
was
you
a,
find out where he lives
no,
generally?
It just was his name and a picture of a Porsche.
So he's not a real person. He's a,
that's what
he's
the,
a bot.
That's why we were like, who is this guy?
What if it was Jose Canseco's nephew?
What if it's Jose Canseco's alias and he used to live there? Because Canseco did have a Porsche at one time. I think he drove it to spring training in like 88.
Probably,
and,
yeah.
And Madonna was sitting in it with him or something.
I can't believe we're
I don't know, but have you guys
Canseco.
Ever been in that situation? Like, who is this person? Like, what kind of
I think about
life
that all the time,
live?
Actually, because I live in an old house. My house
right.
was built in, like, 1926.
Like, who lived here years ago?
Yeah, I think about people, like, you know, ragtiming in my living room. Like,
yeah, right.
You know, guy slapping his wife in 1938 in my living room.
It's like a movie. It's like,
Dorothy, I told you, no roast beef tonight.
If these walls could talk, huh?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But you also think of like the darker side of that. Like, I wonder if anyone like died in here.
Have you ever gone through the basement and been like, wouldn't it be cool to find like $100,000 in the wall?
I thought about that the other day because I had to open up these kind of like vent covers to let the heat in and all that.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, man, I've never seen in here before. Maybe
there's
big
money.
Big bag of gold.
Isn't
that would be amazing?
That's
some
like
gold bullion just hanging out in the side of the house.
It's just like pirate's gold. It's like long chains and coins.
Yeah.
Like Ma Fratelli, like the gold that she, you know.
Yeah, like my, yeah.
From the Goonies,
style.
When they find all Willy.
Well, there wasn't. There was just some wires and some dust.
We have there's a sales incentive going on, or I believe it's a contest for people in the liquor industry, and I'll give the brand Russian Standard a shout out, but they have a thing going on. You talk about gold, they have Russian Standard gold, but they're doing gold bars. Like, you could win a gold bar. Like
a real gold bar.
It's a 1 ounce gold bar. It's worth, I believe,
$1,300.
Correct.
Yeah.
On the dot. Wow, somebody knows their gold.
I know my markets.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's a scam.
Oh. Well. No, I think they're actually going to really do it. I'm interested. I'm going to try to win one. Maybe if I win one, maybe I'll come in here and show it to you guys.
Billy, this is a big time of year for you. I heard there's going to be 3.5 billion. Gallons of alcohol consumed on Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah.
And 1.4 million wings. Billion.
Wings!
Give me 1.4 billion wings.
I just love Super Bowl and wings and pop and popcorn and soda and chips.
Burping.
And Jose Canseco stories.
Heartburn and burping.
Super Bowl is kind of a national holiday, isn't it?
It's a kind of an eating day.
It is.
I got to think about my menu.
Now that we went through the vortex, I got to think about my menu.
I'm going off the path.
What are you
going
to have?
I think I'm going
sushi.
I'm going Chinese.
Chinese
on the
yeah.
Super Bowl. Nothing wrong with that.
Getting 60 egg rolls.
I got a new process when I eat egg rolls now.
That's a very American
order. I take
order.
The sweet and sour sauce and I mix it with the mustard. I make like its own little secret
you do
sauce.
A combo. Wow.
Oh, it's fire.
What's your ratio?
Half and half. Straight half up. half a packet, just swirl it around.
Oh, okay.
Have a good time. Enjoy yourself.
I think I will, Bill.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Chinese food secrets from Bill Houlihan on this weekend's edition of the Hooli Sooli.
Yeah.
The Vortex has got our brains frozen, I think.
Did you play any board games? That's kind of a thing to
I did.
Do.
I played Life, a couple of games of Life.
Yep. Nice. I did a little Connect Four.
There you go. Checkers. We didn't. I tried to do that with my kids, but just their screen. They're obsessed with screens, you know.
Yeah.
And they'll just. And it's such a sad state of affairs that, like, even now that they've even been teased with a screen or had that in the past, to get their attention to sit down and play a game becomes harder and harder. You know.
I know. Yeah, my kids are like eating their dinner quickly just so they can
get back to the computer,
back to the screen.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, come on, we ain't having that. I'll smash this thing with a hammer.
Do your kids try to now? Did you watch TV at dinner growing up?
No.
I didn't either.
Right. Not allowed to.
We weren't allowed. No, it was like, what'd you do with your day today?
What'd you
get on your spelling test, Joe?
For the 20 hours surrounding the 1 hour of dinner, I watched TV.
Yeah. Well, most American kids, or went out, yeah. But you're right, Clay, I get it. But you didn't have access to it, like, bring it to the table with you with a tablet going, you know? Like,
however,
my kids have tried to pull that. I'm like, no, you're not going to come bring that to the table and sit down and just watch that and not pay attention to me.
I'm a little more lenient in the winter months, though, because you really can't, you know, just stick them outside
right
when it's 30 below.
But I was thinking back to, like, what did I do as a kid when we were, like, snowed in, you know?
Tecmo Bowl.
There was a lot of Tecmo Bowl played.
A lot of
Tecmo, right, Bill.
A lot of TV. Same stuff. Eating.
RBI baseball. Board I played games. Some Madden 19 this week.
You did. So you got into the video gaming.
Well, you got a little.
You just like kind of like
game.
Hung out in your room and did like looked at stuff. You know,
reorganizing. Like you dump all your baseball cards out in a big pile.
Yeah,
organizing.
Right. Just like go through your baseball cards and then end up like you
apparently
know,
baseball
abandoning
cards.
Abandoning the job halfway into it.
Playing basketball with a pair of socks.
What about baseball cards?
They're on the rise?
They're kind of on the rise again.
Someone told me that. I don't believe it.
Interesting.
No, I just read an article in Forbes. Hold on, I'm going to pull it up.
How much is a 1961 Mickey Mantle?
It's like $1 million. Like, no. No.
That's a rough estimate.
Hold on. I got to pull this up. No. I didn't know. I thought we were going to do more Canseco talk, but...
Well, he's
it's gonna burn himself out.
Yeah, it already has. I mean, we already...
But now I have baseball in the brain, you know? Few months in advance.
Here. Right. Yeah.
I'm going to go to a lot of baseball games this year. I say that every year, and I never did go to one. Right
yeah,
after
same
I'm
here.
Hanging out in China.
I have a buddy of mine who's inquiring about maybe me and a few of us getting together and getting like a season ticket plan.
Don't do it, Pat.
But I think they're about, I don't know what's going on. You know, Mike just put up a question. What about Machado?
What about Machado?
I don't know. I think we talked about this maybe last episode or two episodes ago. No one's getting paid $300 million this year.
Apparently not.
It's not going to happen. No, it didn't happen last year with J.D. Martinez. Yes. Did he win the AL MVP this year? I think he may have. I don't care. No, just owners aren't spending that money anymore. They're not going to do it.
Billy.
So here's the
article. That's why they're potentially saying that we could see a labor strike in baseball because that kind of stuff. Players are getting angry those kind of salaries were given out in the past. They're not going to be given out continually. You know, who knows? But you know what, though? That's so great. $300 million to play baseball?
Yeah.
That's absurd.
Break.
I mean,
it's
some
insane.
Countries don't even have that money.
Over 10 years, it's like, what?
Seriously. Do you think Trinidad has $300 million?
I don't know.
Well.
Greece definitely does not have $300 million.
Yeah. All
right, they would if they had more Mickey Mantle rookie cards because trading cards have continued to trounce the S&P 500 as alternative investments. Isn't that crazy?
I guess.
If a decade ago... you had put your money in vintage and modern trading cards instead of the stock market, your payoff would be more than twice as big right now. Baseball cards.
Baseball
I still got
cards,
them.
Baby.
I read this article and I was like, oh boy. And I got a lot of old cards. I got some Willie Mays cards, some Stan Musials, some Reggie Jacksons.
Sure.
Some Frank Thomas rookie cards. I got a Griffey.
Sure.
You know, this is. And
I think I got a Griffey rookie. I got a Mantle.
Maddox. Sandberg. I got them all.
I got Tony more. I got a lot of autographs.
Check this out.
What about autographs? Are those good?
The 1910 Jumbo Hornets Wagner, is worth $3.12 million now.
Which one?
The Hornets Wagner team, whatever.
Yeah,
because
there's only one of them.
And
somebody's already got it.
Well, there's like 12 of them, I think.
Find out how many, because my guess is better than yours.
All right. And then a mint condition, 1952 Topps Mickey Mantle rookie card is $2.88 million.
Wow.
Imagine that.
No.
What are you, from 1940?
Yeah. I'm an alien. I'm Canseco, probably here.
I'm property of Canseco.
I am property of Canseco tonight.
Yeah.
I gotta get that shirt made.
I wonder what Canseco could make his own baseball cards worth in time travel, too, you know?
You said what Honus Wagner was that? The T206?
I think that's what it is.
There's less than 60 of them.
All right. There you go. But man, some of these cards, I mean, you know, 1933 Gaudi Babe Ruth card is $114,000.
Man. Anything Babe Ruth is gold. Wow. There's Babe Ruth autographs for like probably, I think they're like 900,000.
1976 Topps football card, Walter Payton, $15,786 it's going for.
Wow.
I got to go through my cards, man.
Go through your
cards. What's that Billy Ripken swear card going for?
I don't know. I bet you a Canseco rookie is worth something.
He's going to go back in time and make it worth something.
If Canseco figures out time travel, I bet you we got to get some Canseco rookie cards in here.
If he figured out time travel, he could go back to every game he ever played and hit 5 home runs.
Probably.
Because he would know what the next pitch that's coming.
Yeah.
You got a lot of work to do, Mr. Canseco.
Yep.
You do. Hey, listeners, if you're headed over to Western Avenue tonight or anytime this weekend, stop in and say hello to our friends Mary and Bernard at Barney Callahan's Irish Pub at 10618 Southwestern. It's the perfect Southside Irish bar. Canseco hangs out there. And there's always something going on. Yeah. Tell them the Hoolies sent you.
Yep.
I like that last piece of copy. There's always something going on at Barney O'Callahan's. All right. Oh, also, March 9th and 10th kickoff.
Barney Callahan's.
March 9th and 10th kickoff St. Patrick's Day season at Barney Callahan's. For Fela, it's a celebration of Irish culture. This two-day event will showcase traditional Irish music and dance. There will also be workshops, food, and, of course, drink. Come join us at the pub where it all began. More to come after that. All right. Those are shout-outs. We love them. All right. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back after these short messages.
There's no friend like an old friend. Southside Cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982 when they started their first store where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself no. It's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000. 708-423-5000 or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero and tell them Hooli sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did.
Hi, I'm Patty Houlihan, and I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has changed and saved lives of millions. It has been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There's no more Irish thing you can do.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home are third generation family owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. Robert J. Sheehy and Son Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted, Chicago. At the time, this is one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of success is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. The name Sheehy on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family, and you know you never forget something like that. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Orico, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff, take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves in offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Welcome back. Hooli's Hooli, final stretch of the show here.
Yes.
I was going to mention something that we were talking about before. Parking in Chicago. Like the treads on my tires are terrible. And
whose fault is that?
Mine. But this, like Mike, our engineer, was talking about how you still see the dibs.
Yeah, you do.
And people doing that. And that would drive me insane.
Yeah.
And I understand where people are coming from because they're like, I'm paying property taxes for this. This is my spot. Don't take this. But in weather like this, if you had a car, that would be rough in the city. So my condolences to all you Chicagoans who have to deal with that kind of stuff.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
Did you run in?
Like, I mean, I don't know. Like, what is the alderman supposed to say about that kind of stuff? You know, I mean, he's trying to play nice guy on both sides, I would imagine. That's a difficult thing. There's probably all kinds of phone calls being made during the day to aldermen about that kind of complaint.
That's why I don't want to be an alderman.
Yeah.
You don't, Clay, you wanted to run for mayor a few months ago.
Yeah, that's better.
Mayor's better than an alderman?
Yeah, then I really don't have to do anything.
Oh, okay. You know, tomorrow's Groundhog's Day.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
The day of our show. It'll be Saturday is Groundhog's Day. I wonder if Punxsutawney Phil will see a shadow or not. You think we're going to have more winter, Clay, or are we going to get treated to something a little nicer?
I think more winter is probably accurate.
Okay.
That's what I'm planning for anyway, so I'll be happy when it's not.
Well, all me right. too.
You know?
Phil, do you have any, do you think Mr. Canseco will be at Groundhog Day?
Yeah, I'm sure. He'll be at Groundhog Day, Mr. Canseco. I don't know. Do you ever have those days that you feel like you're reliving them over and over again?
Every day of my life.
Really?
Yeah.
It felt like that during this storm period.
Yeah. You know,
all I wanted to do was go and drop in and see our friends Mike Courtney and his wife Dawn at the Twisted Shamrock Pub. It's at 6462 South Central Avenue in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the best Irish pubs in the Midway area, and Mike and Dawn will take good care of you.
Yeah.
You can call them at 773-735-1625 and tell them that the Hoolies sent you. That's all I wanted to do. I just wanted to get over to the Twisted Shamrock or Barney Callahan's. And the other thing I was doing is I was doing a lot of shadow boxing while I was running around the house.
Oh, tons of people do that when it's cold outside.
And the other place I wished I could be was at the Celtic Boxing Club. It's located on Chicago's south side, the Mount Greenwood Beverly neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know that?
Absolutely.
It was founded by Mike Joyce, a Chicago attorney and lifetime resident of Chicago.
Nice.
You know that?
Yeah, I knew it.
It's the greatest boxing gym in the land. The club was started to give neighborhood kids a place to learn the art of boxing and to offer a positive outlet. Drop by the Celtic Boxing Club at 3012 West 111th Street. Or you can call Mike Joyce at 773-779-6266. Get your boxing on.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Any major plans for Groundhog Day tonight or the Super Bowl? Are you going to go anywhere, Clay?
No, staying home. No.
Staying home?
I'll be working.
You're working, Bill?
Yeah.
Where are you gonna, you're going to work at the tavern?
I will be working there. By the time this airs, I will be just finishing my shift. So, yeah, I'll be there from noon till 8. So
that's a good – well, that'll be a fun time. You know, it's always – I think working the Super Bowl in a bar is usually actually something that I've – it's one of the days that I actually enjoyed working in the bar industry.
Yeah.
Where people kind of came together, especially when it's not – I mean, when it's your team, it's – the greatest thing in the world, right?
Oh, obviously. It's awesome.
Super Bowl Sunday is like better than Christmas. That's what I think people were gearing up for this year with the Bears.
Yeah.
They were having Super Bowl fantasies around Christmas time. And boy, you know, just snapped. So, but now we still have the Super Bowl, right? And people get so amped up about the commercials of the Super Bowl,
right?
Who do you think will be the big? Are you? You think there's going to be any shockers this year? They tend to kind of leak them beforehand now. If there's going to be any controversy, but that's what people are going to be tuning in to watch. You know, more
nothing shocks me anymore.
Nothing shocks you at all.
I just think
maybe Canseco has a commercial coming out in the Super Bowl.
That would be amazing.
And the whole thing has just been a lead up. You know, we just got trolled by Canseco, and he's in like some time travel
He's
in a Doritos time travel video or a commercial.
Yeah, you know? It could be.
Is it fake though?
No, it's just hype. You know.
He's in a DeLorean in a Doritos commercial.
The Doritos
Canseco in a DeLorean. See, why are we working for, you know, thank you, Mike. We should be working for ad execs right now.
Absolutely.
Super Bowl That's commercial. Genius. Canseco in a DeLorean. He's go back in
Next.
Time. Done. Sold. Next year's Super Bowl ad.
You just say that to the CMO of Doritos. I've got it. It's Canseco in a DeLorean. We'll bill you Tuesday.
It'll be $800,000.
Sending the invoice out, all right?
It'd be $8 million.
Yeah.
And then, who do we get to play Canseco? Oh, we should get Canseco. You're right.
I'll do it.
Is Canseco Russian? I'll do it.
I am spokesperson for Mr. Canseco. My name is Pieter.
Pieter?
The Canseco spokesperson.
Canseco's agent, Pieter. Pieter?
Yeah. That's right.
All right, thank you.
Say it, don't spray it, homie.
Say it, don't spray it.
Actually, Pieter is the name that you... It's supposed to be Peter, but you said Pieter. And if you pronounce it that way, you do tend to get a little spit pushed out.
Yes, you push it.
If a grown man... if you were like in a business argument with a grown man and he just looked at you after you were
say
like...
Say it, don't spray it.
Say it, don't spray it.
I'd give him a high five.
How would you conduct yourself?
I'd bow and leave the room.
You would bow. You would just turn to him and go, Konnichiwa.
Yeah. No, I'd probably say that's amazing.
Wow. When was the last time you had somebody kind of... The only people that kind of accidentally spit in my face are my kids, you know?
Yeah, I haven't had
like, I want to know where the Doritos are!
I don't really talk to adults.
Oh, you don't? Yeah. That tells us...
You know what? It's funny you mentioned that, though. Because once I was getting my car washed, and it was up here, you know? And the guy drying my car was like... Straight from like the Ukraine. He was probably like 80 years old.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I handed him his tip and he said something and a piece of spit flew out of his mouth and landed in my mouth.
Oh, gosh. Ouch.
It was microscopic, but I saw it go down.
Ouch.
And then your brain left your body and it went to Mars. And there were 2,642 pounds of skeletal pressure thrust upon you.
I looked at my passenger seat and Jose Canseco was sitting there playing the violin.
And he said, hey, we going to Tasty Dog or what?
Jose Canseco.
Super Dog?
Yeah, that's another thing in the ad agency. Can we get Canseco playing the violin while he's flying the DeLorean with the Dorito? Pieter, stop making fun of me.
Mr. Canseco is not available.
Yeah.
No.
Well, it's Super Bowl, so yeah.
So get your chili.
Get your chili ready and your Canseco stories.
And your baseball cards out.
Yeah. Get your baseball cards out.
Start investing.
Yeah.
Where can I find the baseball card book that you, the Beckett? I got to find it.
I would suggest the internet.
Mm-hmm. Internet Beckett. Beckett.com.
You probably still make the Beckett baseball guide.
Oh, absolutely. We got to ask Mr. Mint. Yeah. He's going to resurface, you know?
He will.
Anyway.
I'm excited.
You're excited?
Is there a tune possibly that we wanted to go out with or anything maybe?
Something Canseco related?
Oh, yeah. Groundhog Day. Of course.
Well, if you've enjoyed this episode, you can find archive episodes at hibernianradio.org or you can search for us at Hooli's Hooli on iTunes and find us there. Until McCann's has been our sponsor. Thank you, McCann's. Until next week.
See ya.
Bye.
I got you, babe. I got you, babe. They say our love won't pay the rent, for it's earned, our money's all been spent. I guess that's so, we don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got. Babe, I got you, babe. God for